Hello, hello, everybody. It's so nice to have you here today. Welcome, welcome, and welcome to our channel. If you're new here, make sure you click on the link down below there to follow us and subscribe and share if you'd love to, because today on Walking with Tina, we're talking about thinking outside the coffin, 14 creative ways to bury your loved one. And I'm so excited because, you know, our topics on Walking with Tina are related to personal finances, family planning, family estates, estate feuds, celebrity estates, and just topics around planning in general. And I'd love to have you here today. Thank you for coming. I'm so happy to be here. And today, we're going to split it up a little bit, and we're only going to cover two topics, which today are alternate ways of burying your loved ones. Because, you know, when we love a loved one, or when we lose a loved one, I should say, when we lose a loved one, we want to find a way to honor them and preserve their memory. And for many people, this means exploring alternative burial options that are more sustainable and eco-friendly. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Green burial, and number one, human composting. It's incredible topics, actually, but after this, we're going to cover the other 12, because there's 14 in total. So we're going to have a brief overview of human composting and green burial and the importance of considering environmentally conscious options. Because we're so used to, well, I always thought burial is burial. You either bury the person in the ground or in a wall or above ground or in a mausoleum. But for some strange reason, I didn't think of all these 14 topics until I started researching them. So you've reached your Backup Plan app. That's who sponsors our show. And my name is Tina Ginn. I am a financial advisor, an emergency preparedness coach, and a best-selling author of In the Blink of an Eye. Just like that, something occurs in your life so quickly. You can't turn time back. And your life has changed forever. And on our podcast, on all podcast platforms, we do have a whole range of topics. If you look on us on our YouTube channel as well, and on all podcast platforms, we talk about topics such as traumas and tragedies and accidents and work accidents and car accidents. And we talk about family estate planning and what to do if you had one day left. We talk about, on other previous Walking with Tina, we've also talked about cremation ashes, 50 ways what to do with cremation ashes. So if you haven't seen that one, check it out down below. Yeah, and this is new for me because I'm trying to not do it live. And so I will find a better way. So, you know, it is what it is right now until I figure it out. But I'm so excited to bring you the two topics, which is green burial and human composting. So stay tuned for the next short commercial. And I'll... hello, hello, you're back. So our first topic today is, well, there are many alternative ways to bury a loved one. And all 14 are green burial, which we'll talk about, water burial, sky burial, space burial, burial at sea, natural burial in a conservation or memorial park, burial in a family or private cemetery, burial in a biodegradable coffin or shroud, human composting, cryogenic preservation, mummification, digital burial or memorialization, blah, 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 that's a hard word, and tree burial or memorial forest. So in this topic, we're going to cover green burial and we're going to cover human composting. So human composting is an interesting one because not all, you'll have to check in your location and your region, but it's not available in all areas yet. It has been very common in a few of the states, and we haven't seen it in Canada yet, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to be. And I don't know about the UK or Australia or Europe, but this is what it means. And the history around human composting is very interesting. And I think this is the right one. There we go. This is human composting. And we're going to talk about the history and the culture around composting and what it is for the environment. Can't get my notes here. And what they do in the process. So the process is very simple. It's a step-by-step breakdown of the process. And it's, you know, depending on your religious rites, your religious traditions, it's your personal preferences and beliefs, and your legal regulations in different regions. So you do have to check that. So in preparation of the process, the body is placed inside a container that is filled with organic materials like wood chips, straw, and alfalfa. And these materials create an environment that promotes decomposition and provides the necessary carbon to nitrogen ratio for the microorganisms to thrive. And then the the breakdown of the process over the next several weeks is the organic material begins to break down the body and the temperature in the container is maintained around 55 Celsius or 131 degrees Fahrenheit to speed up the process. And during this time, the body's proteins, fats, and other organic matter are converted into a nutrient-rich soil. And then step three is the curing process. After the initial breakdown is complete, the resulting soil is removed from the container and placed in a curing bin. Here, the soil is allowed to mature and stabilize for a few additional weeks. Any remaining pathogens or contaminants are destroyed during this process, ensuring the soil is safe for use. And the end product is a nutrient-rich soil that can be used for gardening or other purposes. This soil contains all of the nutrients and minerals that were present in the human body, making it a very valuable resource for plant growth. Very interesting, isn't it? Because I guess people wonder what they could use the earth for, but I guess what they use the earth for is basically you could actually plant a tree or a favorite plant in it, in a box or a planter, and then that way you could have that plant being meaningful. Perhaps that would be an idea also, but it is safe for the environment, and so that's also a really good idea. Overall, the process of the human composting is a natural and sustainable way to return a person's remains to the earth. It offers a unique and unique, meaningful way to honor a loved one while also contributing to a healthier planet. Human composting, also known as natural organic reduction, offers several benefits for the environment, the economy, and personal well-being. The environmental benefits are reduced carbon footprint. And I do know that I did some research, and for just one cremation, I'm going to get out of my notes here. Cremation uses about 28 gallons of fuel, and 540 pounds of CO2 in the air. for our environment. So that's why they've been looking at alternative methods for the environment. It has a reduced carbon footprint. The traditional burial and cremation methods contribute to greenhouse gas emissions, while human composting is a more sustainable option. It produces significantly less carbon dioxide and other pollutants. Soil regeneration is human composting creates nutrient-rich soil that can be used to enrich the soil and support plant growth, contributing to a healthier ecosystem. And of course, land conservation. As urban areas continue to grow, the availability of land for traditional burials become increasingly sparse, and human composting offers a more space-efficient alternative that doesn't require large burial plots. And of course, there's a huge traditional burial and cremation methods can be used to enrich the soil and support plant growth, contributing to a healthier ecosystem. And it minimizes funeral costs, and the growth popularity of human composting may lead to a whole new creation of new jobs and businesses in the funeral industry. It gives some emotional closure as well. Many people find it comfort in the idea of returning their loved one to the earth in a natural and respectful way. Meaningful legacy human composting offers the potential for a lasting legacy by contributing to the health and fertility of the soil and the environment. Common misconceptions and concerns about human composting include fears of contamination, odor, and disrespect for the deceased. However, human compost is a respectful process that is carefully regulated and monitored to ensure that all health and safety standards are met. The process involves heating the body to a high temperature to destroy pathogens and any potential sources of odor. The future of human composting looks promising, with growing interest and acceptance from the public and funeral industry. As more people seek sustainable and meaningful ways to say goodbye to their loved ones, human composting offers a unique and eco-friendly option that has the potential to revolutionize the funeral industry. I had to say it quietly. So I found that very interesting because you can't use any embalming fluid, and it's all natural, and it has some interesting facts about it as well. So I found that really interesting. So the next topic is green burial and the explanation of what green burial is. And you will also have to check in your location for what is available in your region. It's not available in everywhere as of yet, but it may be. And check and see if there's anything, perhaps there could be forests or parks or anything like that that I've seen pop up in a few of the states, and in British Columbia they just created one. I think it's on the Denman Island, and it's a private facility, and it's very, very beautiful, unique setting of forest, and that's where they have started some green burials, which is very interesting. And we're going to talk more about that next. So if you haven't already, make sure you like, share, and subscribe to our channel. And, you know, share it if you haven't already, because I'd love for you to subscribe to our show and make sure you catch on the next ones as well as our podcast, because they are some great, great ones too. So that is a picture of the composting, the human composting, and how they do it. That's very interesting. And I believe that's a picture of a California human composting facility. So again, you'll have to check in your locations to see what is available. So up next is the green burial. And the green burial, we're going to talk more about, you know, what other cemeteries look like, because this is what a variety of cemeteries look like around the world, with the gravestones falling, and a lot of them had the vaults that were put into the ground, which is like a cement structure. And some people bought coffins that are waterproof, and some people bought metal, and some people bought wood. But these are all very interesting, different concept to the usual burial procedures. And so we're going to get in that next. And we're going to talk about how it's emotionally and environmentally practical. That's for sure. The green burial, which we're going to talk about next. Let's see here. There we go. That's one in particular that we see. And sometimes they might be covered in a white sheet, sometimes in burlap, or in a wicker coffin. There's different structures you can ask to find out what is biodegradable and what is allowed in that facility. There's usually, in those types of parks and facilities, there's not any gravestones, so you have to check on that. They do allow markers in most cases that are flat, so that you can do that. And in some facilities, there's a location that they've put up a structure, and you can put like a 5-inch plaque up, so that when people come to the facility, they can see where the person is resting or where they've been organically buried. So we're going to talk about what green burial is. It's a natural and environmentally friendly alternative to, you know, the traditional burial methods that allows the body to return to earth without the use of embalming fluids or non-biodegradable materials. It is based on several principles, including the use of biodegradable materials, conservation of natural resources, and respect for the natural environment. And some of those benefits are reduced carbon footprint, because the green burial eliminates the use of harmful chemicals and materials that can harm the environment, resulting in a smaller carbon footprint. Preservation of natural resources, like the green burial, allows for the preservation of natural resources, as it does not require the use of concrete vaults or metal caskets. And support for conservation efforts. Some green burial sites support conservation efforts by protecting natural habitats and providing a space for reforestation. But that's awesome. The emotional benefits are spiritual connection to the earth. Many people feel comfort in the idea of returning in a natural and respectful way. And it allows a healing process, where green burial offers a meaningful and personal way for families to participate in the healing process after the loss of a loved one. And there are different ceremonies around green burials, because there are so many different religious beliefs and cultures around that. So everyone does green burials in a variety of different ways. Some people have each person shovel, as in the TV series 6 Feet Under. They also had each person take a shovel full of earth and put it on top. And so that is also a different concept as well, whereas in the past, in a traditional ceremony, we have the lowering of the coffin, and you throw a rose or a flower on top, which is very different than this type of green burial. There is a huge cost savings because you're not restricted to a plot in a cemetery. The green burial is often less expensive than traditional burial methods, as it eliminates the need for embalming, expensive caskets, and concrete vaults, as well as the plots in a lot of cases. Common misconceptions and concerns about green burials include the fears of contamination, odor, and disrespect for the deceased. However, green burial is a safe and respectful process that is carefully regulated and monitored to ensure that all health and safety standards are met. And the process involves the use of biodegradable materials and natural decomposition. The future of green burial looks promising, with growing interest and acceptance from the public and the funeral industry. As more people seek sustainable and meaningful ways to say goodbye to their loved ones, green burial offers a unique and eco-friendly option that has the potential to really change the funeral industry. And green burial sites are becoming more common. They're popping up in different areas, and some cemeteries are beginning to offer green options to meet the growing demand. And of course, you know, I encourage you to consider eco-friendly burial options in your location. And if you're interested in learning more about human composting and green burial, there are many resources available. Take the time to research and find the option that feels right for you and your loved ones. And thank you so much for coming on. I didn't want to make it too long, because I find that when there's so much to listen to and comprehend and gather, it takes just a bit too much to go through all 14. So in each video, we're going to cover two different options. And I think that will allow us to look at each section separately and talk about them as well. So I hope that helps. And I hope that in your family conversations that you can get over onto our Facebook group, your Backup Plan Ambassador VIP group. We'll have upcoming webinars, free webinars, that hold family conversations, how to have family conversations, and how to look at a policy perhaps and understand what you have and what you haven't got, understanding how to get your paperwork together. And we also look at, in the app, you know, if you just downloaded the app and covered two or three sections of it, there are 12, but if you cover two or three, you're so much further ahead than anyone else. And that's really important in this time of our lives where there's so many wildfires and natural disasters and hurricanes and, of course, the war. And I mean, the list goes on. There's tornadoes and storms and flooding, all sorts of things, and car accidents and the pandemic. We have no reason to not be prepared in this day and age to have everything digital. Everything is digital. It's becoming more and more difficult to, you know, go to a family member's house now that has passed away and find out where did they have their gas and their electricity and how do you pay their mortgage or how do you pay their rent or any of those types of things. And in the process, we do talk about all those billing concerns that people would have of what are the necessary bills that we have to cover each month, so that if you or your loved one is ever caught in an accident where you're stuck in the ICU for, you know, more than a few months, then your family will be able to take care of things while you get recovered. So that being said, I love each and every one of you. Make sure you check out our podcast and our other YouTube videos for more information about death, dying, end of life, grief and grieving, trauma and tragedies, and all of that. And stay tuned for next week's Celebrity Family Estate Feud, where we will be talking about the next celebrity and what they did or didn't do. So stay safe and be kind till next week, where we talk about a celebrity family estate feud. and our upcoming podcast next week. So excited to get into those. We have some great, exciting guests. Stay safe and be kind. Till next week. See you later. Bye. Oops.
Walking down the sidewalk, kicking my feet as I'm moving to the music. Step to the beat, I woke today, canceled all my plans, and I stepped right outside with my guitar in my hands, and the notes became as loud as the sound caressed the air, and I kicked it up a notch as I strolled without a care, cause I'm going down the road to a brand new place, and I'll get there with a smile on my face, yeah, so lift me up, I'm moving on, singing and dancing, I'll play my